You're listening to SBS News.
6 years ago, Alison Button Sloan was diagnosed with a high-risk melanoma on her back, and a prognosis she describes as confronting.
I remember thinking, you know, I had 32% of making 5 years. I think I cried every night for the first 6 months.
Surgery to remove the melanoma has left a 30-centimetre scar across her back. Now she says she's watching and waiting to see if the cancer returns.
It means living in limbo, worrying that it's going to come back. It's fear of cancer recurrence. And it means that, fear of recurrence.
But a new melanoma drug just listed on the pharmaceutical benefits scheme is designed to prevent just that. Tafinlar and Mekinist is a targeted post-operative treatment for stage 3 of the disease, in which cancer is locally advanced but not yet spread to other parts of the body. The Melanoma Institute of Australia's Professor Georgina Long says it's the first drug listed on the PBS to treat this stage of melanoma.
These drugs target an abnormality in the melanoma cancer cells called a BRAF mutation to kill those melanoma cancer cells.
Alfred Health oncologist Dr. Andrew Hayden says it could save lives.
We now have a treatment that can halve their chance of the melanoma recurring, which is going to lead to a significant improvement in their chance of surviving.
Clinical trials showed 20% of patients had side effects from the drugs, such as vomiting and fatigue, but also a 50% reduction in the risk of melanoma recurrence. Professor Long is confident progress is being made in the fight against melanoma.
We're working towards zero deaths from melanoma within our lifetime. And this is one step forward to prevent people from getting the deadly advanced or metastatic melanoma.
This year, it's estimated there will be over 15,000 cases of melanoma detected in Australia. More than 1,700 people will die. That's one death from melanoma every 5 hours. It makes Australia the country with the highest rates of melanoma in the world, with the incidence of melanoma 11 times the global average. While it's hoped new medical advances will curb death rates for melanoma, Dr. Andrew Hayden says prevention remains the best treatment for skin cancers.
Slip, slop, slap program in the 80s, we're only now starting to see the benefits of that, and it's mainly in the younger population that have been adhering to those preventative behaviours from an early age.
He says while the younger generations have taken on board the sun safety message, the ageing population is accounting for the increase in melanoma cases. Nikki Canning, SBS News.